Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today is a no-sleep story. Now, this one is definitely, definitely creepy. But before I jump in, if you like this episode, give me a like. If you've got something to say, put it in the feedback as a comment below, and enjoy the episode. Today's no-sleep story is The Brother My Dad Doesn't Talk About, author Kay Lesso. My dad has this brother he never talks about. In fact, no one talks about. My granddad has never mentioned him. When my nan was alive, she never said a word. My uncles refused to tell me anything. The only hint I've ever gotten from my mother was that he disappeared when my dad was 10. I was in the attic of my granddad's house the other night. My nan died recently, and I wanted to help organize some old things that belonged to her. Amongst the other bits in the attic, I found an old box. It was covered in dust, and it had faded engravings over the lid. I opened it and found an old family picture. The picture contained my grandfather, my nan, my dad, and my three uncles. My nan, however, was holding a fourth child, no older than two. I realized that it must have been the brother no one speaks about. I took the picture and asked my father. He dismissed it immediately and scolded me for asking. I'm 19 and haven't been told off by my father like that since the age of 8. I decided that I'd do my own research on the mystery of my missing uncle. From what I found in the attic, I could work out that his name was George Ellison. I googled the name and found masses of missing reports that told of a boy who went missing from the small village in England he lived in. As I got deeper and further into the details of his case, I realized that he went missing from his own bedroom. It said that my father, the oldest of the children, was left to look after the youngest while my grandparents were out for the night. Uncle George went missing from his own room the night he was in my father's care. I suddenly recalled that as a child, my father had a fierce rule that myself and my siblings never ventured into a certain part of the woods. As a child, this part of the woods was more than appealing, as it contained a slow-running stream and odd structures left from World War II. Of course, after recalling this, I decided to investigate, in the chance that maybe Uncle George had some kind of connection to this place in the woods. I ventured deep into the trees and found the area I was always forbidden to go. To a child, this place truly would have been amazing. I noticed a large dish-like object raised on poles about 10 inches from the ground. It looked like an old war bunker. I decided to shine my phone torch through the gaps, and what I saw absolutely shook my world. The clothes and bones of what looked like a very young child, along with this hidden monstrosity, was a notebook. It took a lot of effort to reach the book, but when I finally obtained it, it was safe to say that I was more than scared to look inside. Pages and pages of entries describing the last days of a young boy who had been shoved down the war bunker by his oldest brother. Pages about how hungry and scared he felt. Pages about how he didn't understand why his older brother despised him so much. And the most hard-hitting pages and pages questioning why his parents didn't care enough to find him. I didn't know what to feel. Did my father really leave his younger brother there to die? In a dark hole? I had, and still have, so many questions. But believe me when I say, I'm going to find out the truth behind my Uncle George, and why he was left there to die. I'll update as soon as I can. What a fantastic story. As mentioned in the intro, today's story was written by Kay Lesso, and the title, just in case you want to go back and find it, The Brother My Dad Doesn't Talk About. I really, really love the natural writing style of this no-sleep. Absolutely fantastic. I can tell there's some talent in there for sure. If you like this story, remember to give me that big old like, 2 seconds out of your day, just to click that like button. And if you're really dedicated, give me a follow. That way, as soon as I make them, you get them. And for all you new tale tellers, I narrate these stories every weekday. So 5 days out of the 7 days of the week. And that could be anything. If you have any requests, though, let me know. Shoot me an email, write in the comments below, give me some feedback and a request. And for every request or comment that I get, I'll give you a shout out. Just so you know, I'm paying attention. Okay, Telltellers, That's the end of today's episode. So turn the lights back on, and as always, till next time.